Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Well, how was that for a weekend of action? Glasgow Clan are back, and the competitive stuff starts here as the Challenge Cup kicks us off, and like S Club 7, we're reaching for the stars. I'm Craig Anderson, and we'll reflect on the doubleheader with EHC Freiburg last week, and look ahead to the Cup doubleheader this weekend, where Zach Fitzgerald pits his coaching wits against Omar Pasha's men in a Scottish derby where points are key. We hear from former coach Pete Russell, who reflects on an emotional return to Glasgow with his new club, which is one not to be missed. Plus, we get reaction from Freiburg forward Cam Spiro and Clan's own Scott Tansky. We're no sooner getting our breath back and we're back into the real stuff, and we'll get netminder Patrick Killeen to tell us about his Clan experience so far. And, stand by your beds, we've also got the captain too. It's a bumper show, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Hey, Purple Army, Fitzy here. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy.
Before we get our teeth into what is a packed show this week, we're going to bring back a popular feature from our Locker Room podcast, and that is the Clan Conundrum, where I set you a question, let you mull it over, and reveal the answer before we wrap things up. And as it's Dundee Stars who provide the opposition this weekend, it's only appropriate we use them as the backdrop to this week's teaser. So listen carefully, and here we go. Clan played Dundee Stars in the opening weekend last season and lost the game 2-1, with Scott Pitt scoring Clan's only marker of the game. My question is, who was credited with the assist? Who got the assist in Scott Pitt's goal last season when the Clan first went to Dundee Stars in the opening weekend of last season? Simple as that, and I'll reveal the answer at the end of the show.
Hi, I'm Lyndon Springer and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
After so much excitement and speculation, and another coaching change, we finally got to see what this Glasgow Clan team was all about when they took on DEL2 side Freiburg in two pre-season challenge games for the Into Cup. Saturday was a display of enthusiasm and enjoyment as Clan picked up a 3-2 win in an entertaining encounter with both coaches happy with the performances of their teams. Cam Spiro gave Freiburg the lead in the first period, but Clan hit back in the second period with Mathieu Roy getting off the mark, with Scott Pitt following suit to turn a goal deficit into a 2-1 lead. Jordan Haywood added a third, and although Nick Pagiao scored another for the visitors, it was a home win for the new coach Fitzgerald. Back at it on Sunday, the game didn't quite have the same intensity, and although Clan won the Into Cup in regulation time by virtue of a 2-2 draw, courtesy of goals from Travis Earhart and Scott Tansky, there was a penalty shots contest which settled the game, as Luke Pither, formerly of Nottingham Panthers, scoring the only one. We should also give a big mention to Solway Sharks pair Liam Stenton and Rory Lockerbie, who stepped up and got some good ice time and certainly didn't look out of place over the weekend. Post-game on Sunday, I caught up with Freiburg forward Cam Spiro, who scored 3 goals over the course of the weekend, and I wanted to get the perspective from their point of view.
It was great. It was good to see the city and come and play a few games in the opening weekend, so it was a lot of fun and played a good team, so I think it was good for everyone involved.
You've got a bit of a partnership starting with Luke Pither there. The two of you linked up quite well, I thought.
Yeah, Luke's a great player. I'm pretty excited to be able to play with him the whole year. He's a great playmaker and skater, so looking forward to being able to create some stuff with him the whole year.
How much were you looking forward to coming here and seeing somewhere different?
I kind of got into playing overseas to see different places, yeah. So for me this is a great opportunity to come to Scotland and see what it's like here and see a different league, so it's been a good experience.
What did you make of the two games, Clan, and obviously looking to improve on their position? Freiburg didn't do too well last year.
I think it was a good test for us. They have a really good team. They have a lot of imports on the team, and I think it was a good test for our D. They play a heavier game, like finish all their checks, all that stuff, so I think it was good for us and it'll help us grow as a team moving forward.
The coach, of course, is well known in these parts because he was here last year. What did he tell you about what to expect from here and from the team that was out there?
He kind of gave us a heads up of what it was like in his experience here in the league, and that it was going to be a heavier game and checks were going to be finished. And, you know, there's some older players, so a little bit more of a structured game, North American style a little bit more. So he gave us a heads up, but he said just to stick to our game plan and stick to the structure and work hard and see what happens.
And you've come from Denmark. You had a decent season last year with Frederikshavn. What's the expectation at Freiburg this year?
I just want to do, you know, what I can to help the team. I think they're looking for me to come in and play a role and create some offense. So that's what they brought me there for, and do whatever the team needs me to do to help us get better as the year goes on.
You got a few goals here. I think it was three you got this weekend over the two games. That must do good for you, for your confidence.
Yeah, it's always good to get a couple goals at the beginning of the season, get them out of the way. So hopefully you can keep it going when regular season comes around.
And of course, there's still another 3 weeks before you really start the competitive stuff. From looking ahead from now, that must seem like an eternity.
It's long. I mean, it's good because there's not a lot of ice available in Germany, so it's good for the guys who have been here and haven't been skating much to get their feet under them, play some games, and you know, it's good for us to be able to play with them for a little bit too, get a feel for the players, and, you know, get on the same page. So, you know, it does feel long, but it's for a good reason. So.
But overall, would you say it's been a worthwhile experience for the whole team, as well as the coach being back here?
Yeah, I think everyone enjoyed it, and I mean, I think it's a good weekend to test your team, and that's what you're looking for before the season starts. So.
Hey, Clan fans, Pigmoor here, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Cam Spiro of Freiburg giving us the point of view from their end about how the weekend went. Closer to home, I also chatted to Scott Tansky and asked him how the bones were after such a workout over the two nights.
Pretty good. A little stiff, but it's good to get back into things. I think that having games like this where you can get kind of the rust off from the summer is really important. And I think it was a good effort from us both nights, and we learned a lot. And I think we just keep getting better when we start putting some systems in and start getting used to each other.
Well, so, I mean, a lot of the guys you already know have been played with them last year, so there is a little bit of adaptation involved with the new guys coming in.
Yeah, I think having a good core coming back and just inserting those new guys, bringing them into the culture of the clan is huge. And, you know, we already feel like we're a family, you know, after a couple practices and two games, so I think it's very positive for us. And I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of positives coming out in the next few weeks, and hopefully we can get off to a good running start here.
It was a close-knit group last year. Is it a bit early to judge that this year and how you're all coming together?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of really good character guys coming back. And Fitzy has orchestrated a good lineup of guys he brought in. You know, good human beings, good players. You know, the work ethic's there. And I think that, you know, we've improved on some areas. And I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for us. We want to go for a championship, and that's the goal at the start of the year. And that's what we're going to pursue right from the get-go here.
How the guys like Mathieu Roy, Chad Brown, how have they all fitted in so far?
Good. You know, Roycey looks really good out there after taking a year of hockey. And I couldn't imagine what that's
impressive,
like being off for a year. And, you know, he's obviously got the really good offensive skill. And Rao's playing a lot of really good leagues and can put the puck in the net. And, you know, when we get everything sorted out with systems-wise and get the lines and some chemistry, I think those guys are going to be unbelievable additions to this team.
So what was it about this place last year that you enjoyed so much? You did the mock-up video, obviously.
Yeah.
Play of the year night, it was your dream to play the club and everything, which was great fun. Yeah. But what is it about this place?
Oh, it's just it's a beautiful place to play, a great organization, you know, from top to bottom, the staff, the players you play with, feels like a family, and, you know, the fans, every time you go out there, they're ready to go, they're cheering for you, and they make you feel like at home. So this felt like home for me and for myself and my girlfriend and our dog, and, you know, it was a no-brainer to sign back here, and we're looking a little bit of a sour taste in the mouth after Guildford last year, and I think that the goal is to improve on that and take this club to places it hasn't been before.
What's it like working with Fitzy the coach as opposed to Fitzy the captain?
Yeah, Fitzy was an unbelievable captain. He's just an unbelievable person, you know. He's a guy that you want to play for. He's a guy that's going to work as hard to prepare you for the game. And I think for us, moving forward, it's just, you know, helping him help us, you know, him getting comfortable. He's got a great guy in Becca to come in and be a, you know, a player assistant, and a guy who's got a great knowledge for the game that he can bounce ideas off. And it just comes with us kind of... you know, older guys kind of, you know, policing the dressing room and making sure we're ready and making his life easy for opportunity to get us going each game.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from the two games against Freiburg? They gave you a stern test out there.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we came out four practices and, you know, just getting everything together. We haven't worked on many systems, and we just wanted to go out there and get the rust off. That's what this is about. We weren't really worrying about the scores of the games. We just wanted to go out and get our feet moving, get everything going, and try to work some chemistry and some lines. I know we're missing Moose and Raz, which are two big pieces of our puzzle, and nice to have some of the young guys step in here and get the opportunity. That's really cool to have, and that's something that they'll cherish for a long time. And I think that going forward here, it's just about getting comfortable. You know, we got a week of practice, and we're right in the Challenge Cup, so I think it's going to be huge. We want to do well in that, like we did last year, and pursue that. And, you know, if we can, you know, compile some trophies here, I think that's our ultimate goal.
Dundee are up next week. They're a team that changed a lot last year. They missed out in the playoffs. How do you approach that game?
Just the same way of just, you know, our work ethic. I think it's just huge. You know, they got a good coach. You know, they're going to be ready. You know, they got some feisty young players that want to improve themselves. And I think that we got to be ready for each game. You know, whether it's Dundee, whether it's Fife, whether it's Cardiff, Belfast, any of those teams. We want to go out every night and we want to give ourselves a chance to win. You know, especially at home in Brayhead, we want to give these fans something to cheer about. And then when we go on the road, like we will in September, I think we're going to have a lot of really tough challenges. And that's going to show us what we're made of kind of right off the start here.
Hey, this is Matt Hayward and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Scott Tansky with his reflections on the two games with Freiburg at the weekend. Of course, the games meant a quick return to Glasgow for former coach Pete Russell, who led the club to a fourth place finish last year, the return of the Gardner Conference Trophy and a semi-final spot in the Challenge Cup. Since we last saw him, he's had a busy summer with the move to Germany, but more memorably coaching Great Britain to survival in the World Championships in Košice back in May, rounded off in dramatic fashion with former Clan player Ben Davis scoring that overtime goal to preserve our top flight status and relegate France. Pete and I chatted after the game on Sunday, and he admitted coming back to Glasgow for the first time on Saturday was difficult.
Yeah, it was hard. Yesterday was hard. Coming in the rink and knowing within yourself that I made the decision and I let some people down, and, you know, the fans and Mr. Black and Gareth and Jerry and everybody, you know, on the team, like, I made the decision to try and see if I could, if I'm any good or not, do you know what I mean? Like, and took a big step into Europe and I done it. But coming in, I was really, didn't know what to expect. And if I got a bad welcome, I deserved it. I know that. I'm not stupid. Like, but I think I was quite surprised at the reception, to be honest. There was a few boos, but there was a lot of cheers, which was really nice because I enjoyed it here last year, and I did, and it was a heavy heart to go, but that's over and done with now. They got a great new coach, and, you know, and they got a great team, and they can push forward with the core we created here and do good things.
As for your experience in Germany, as limited as it is, what have you made of your team's performances over the 2 days while you've been here? You spoke a lot about the young players, for example. They've really impressed.
Yeah, they work hard. So there's no high end talent. There's a few, like, that's not being disrespectful. There's, you know, we've got some imports, and then there's a few guys that have to work and doing things a bit quicker and a bit harder. And but I think the team has to evolve around the philosophy and identity, and it's high intensity and, you know, shrinking time and space all over the rink. And this weekend against good heavy players, I think as the weekend rolled in, I thought the D zone and the hybrid was pretty cool, you know, and I think if they get a hang of that and they become good at it, they're going to be a handful.
Talk about your summer. I think as summers go, it's been quite eventful for one thing or another. GB, yeah, obviously, is as great as you did over in Slovakia, going to Freiburg and things like that. Just how has it been for you the last few months?
So my wife had cancer, and that was a big thing for the family, and it's hard, you know, and that probably took up a lot of the summer. The hockey was a byproduct in the end. You know, but now she's back from it. Wednesday she finished, and it's hopefully it's going to stay that way, and she's done with it. She's been amazing. The hockey thing, like GB, was just a wild experience, you know, like to probably the biggest learning experience of my life, to try and be positive when you're losing games, to try and keep the morale up and, you know, wait for that peak moment when something goes right. And we managed to find a peak moment and probably put together the best game of the tournament for people to watch and that side. And then going to Freiburg was a kind of a wild, was a whirlwind, and, you know, we all know how that went, but I think it's kind of blew down a wee bit and everything moved on. And now I just need to make my decision and get on with it, you know, and try and see if I can maybe do something a bit more as a coach and see if I can do a good job in Europe, and then see if that helps me get something else, you know, in the long run a bit higher. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, so be it. You've got to try things to see.
And I remember you and I spoke, I think, the morning after the France game, and I personally wasn't expecting to hear from you on the back of that. You were keen to get across why you chose to leave the Clan. It seemed to be in the back of your mind as well as everything else that was going on.
I'm not a liar. Like, I don't change my mind usually about things like that. And then there was a couple of offers already, I knocked back, and then it came back in, and then they did offer me more money, but it wasn't all about money. And then it was they have a massive, like, I don't even want to talk about that part. You know, I made a decision, and, you know, and it went, and it was, you know, a hard decision because Glasgow was great for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it propelled me again, and I had a great, real good group of core of people off the ice and in the dressing room that I really cared a lot about, and you know, you can see that out there just now. There's a massive respect for each other, but you know, I made the decision, and people deserve to be angry, because if you say something, you should stick to it, and I never, do you know what I mean? But everybody sometimes in life makes changes in their jobs, do you know what I mean? And it came at the wrong time, and I took it, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm learning a lot about myself, and I'm learning a lot about a different type of hockey.
Did you see Clangus at the corner of your eye last night?
No, I heard she was there. She, you know, trying to stay away from Clangus. She keeps cuddling me. But no, the weekend's been fine, you know. Probably a lot better than I thought it would be. Because, you know, I've openly said it, like, I let Mr. Black down, and Gareth and Jerry and the fans and the team, and I know that, you know, I told them I was coming back, and I changed my mind 10 days later, and you know, that's it. But, you know, I made my bed and I lie in it, and I came here, and I was, you know, I was trying to quietly step onto the bench and just, you know, be what it was. But it's not about me, it's about the two teams that are playing this weekend. And, you know, Glasgow have a sensational fan base, and, you know, they showed it again last night. I know the German guys loved it, you know. It's a great place to come, and I was just happy to, you know, experience it again.
Good. Let's talk about the Clan team. You've spoken about, you know, Fitzy being the coach and how well he'll do. What about the players? Bearing in mind, of course, you signed kind of half of them before you moved on.
Well, the core is here. They kept the core. I'm sure G and maybe Cons would have been another two. If you tried to get them back, and G got a job, and Cons ended up taking a deal in Sheffield. But I think the core people they kept as well outside A2, and then, you know, for me, adding Killeen was a good move. Killeen's a real good goalie. He's a great person, all the reports are, and we've seen him in the league last year. He wins your games on his own. I think the decor looks way better. It just looks deeper than last year. And I think getting Travis back and adding Haywood, and I like Pafal as well. We've done a lot of research on him, and then keeping Stanny, and then you get Springer to replace Fitzy, a younger version, and then, you know, Craig Moore came in as a new Brit, and I think they all add something to the team. And then I think offensively, Pitt and Bex, you don't need to say much about them, you know what they are. I think Chad Rowe is going to be a handful in this league. I think once he gets really going, he's a really clever player. You can see the spots he finds in the ice and how he moves into areas. He's got vast experience. I like Laporte. I think Laporte is how Fitzy will play. He's gritty, and he goes all the time. And, you know, Matthew Ra is another guy that, you know, he scored that goal last night, the rebound. He'll probably score 15 of them this year. 15, he's 25, 30 goals will be in that area. He's a guy that goes there, and he's good at it, and he's hard to move. And then I think, I hope I've not missed anyone. I think Lidhammer is probably a good replacement for G. Same type of player. They work hard for the team, and, you know, they just get on with it. But I think they're going to be, you know, the Brits as well. They got their core, they got the Brits back. Peaks and Haywood have been here a long time. Are great guys off the ice. So I think the makings of a team's there, you know, for sure. I think they can be up in that top four, top five group again.
Well, I was just going to ask that. Obviously, you're looking at Cardiff and Belfast, but up there again, Sheffield look much improved. Panthers, on the face of it, look as though they're going to be better than last year. Where can Clan finish?
Well, you've got Chuck Guildford last year as well.
Guildford, of course, yeah, that's right.
Oh, nobody thought last year the team could finish in fourth, and really we should have finished third. We just did that little spell, we made a lot of injuries, and we kind of get killed on the road a little bit, and we couldn't pick some points up for 4 or 5 weeks. And I think we qualified for the playoffs early as well, maybe took the foot off a little bit. I think the characters in that room, that they can overachieve for sure.
I'm Scott Jansky from the Glasgow Clan, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Pete Russell back in Glasgow, and we wish him well for the future as he gets ready for his new challenge with Freiburg. Time to look ahead now, and in the last home game for 6 weeks, Clan will host Dundee Stars in the first competitive game of the new season on Saturday. It's a 7 p.m. face-off. Tickets are still available, so check out clanihc.com to get yours. For the fans, the weekend there was a chance to get a look at some of the new players that have signed up for the new season, and going by the comments on social media and the forums, there were many positives people were taking by what they saw. For the players themselves, although they're back into the routine of training every day and getting to know their teammates, they're still settling into their new surroundings while trying to get themselves back into the swing of a standard season. One such player is Patrick Killeen, the netminder, who performed very well over the weekend, and while he played on these shores with Milton Keynes Lightning last year, coming to Clan is another new challenge for him in his career. We looked ahead to the two games this weekend with Dundee Stars, but I asked him how he was enjoying life in Scotland so far.
It's been great. We were lucky enough to get here with about a week and a half before training camp opened up, so we got to explore a little bit and spend some time with the guys that were here early as well. We haven't really seen too much yet, but from what we've seen, it's just an awesome city. It's great to be close to the city and get out there and have lots of stuff to do. So we're looking forward to exploring.
And being back in the UK as well, of course, you were Milton Keynes last year. I take it you just like the UK as a whole, don't you?
Yeah, no, I do. My family and I, we really enjoyed our time in the UK last year. We really had no interest in switching leagues, just enjoying the hockey and the country and everything that it has to offer.
Now, we're heading into the second weekend of action with the Glasgow Clan competitive game start. But I want to get some reflections on the games with Freiburg last week. How did it feel being out there and actually being on the ice in a game for a change?
Oh, it's great. I mean, there's nothing you can really do in the summer to prepare for games. We had four practices and a pregame skate before our first game on Saturday. I thought we looked really good. I mean, the chemistry was there. The forwards, the D-men were composed, and I thought they played great. For me, I think the first game was just trying to get my feet back under me. It was a little kind of awkward with the new gear still. I think Sunday was, a little bit better for me. And then, we might have lost our legs at times a little bit on Sunday, but overall, I think just our composure and the work ethic and battle level and just the overall skill level and experience that we have on the team is really promising.
And of course, it's important to get rid of some of that close season rust that you get over the summer because you're not playing and getting that sharpness again.
Yeah. I mean, I was on the ice quite a lot this summer, but it just doesn't compare. Three times a week in the morning and once a week in the evening for probably a month and a half before I came over, and it's still just completely different. I mean, it's hard to get, there's really good caliber players obviously back home, but coming over here, I think these guys are still just one level higher, just getting used to the speed of the shots and the skating, and just the overall skill level is going to be an adjustment, and then just the mentality of a game, it's more stressful and physically demanding than anything you can do in the summer, so it was nice to get those friendly games in to kind of get the cobwebs out, and now I think we're moving full steam ahead into this upcoming weekend.
So how do you feel the team as a collective is coming together now? We're heading into the weekend where the games really start to matter.
Yeah, I think now everything's coming together quite nicely. We had another solid week of practice this past week. We have one more tomorrow, and then we get into the games. But, Coach Fitz, who's been working a lot more on the systems this week, so that's coming together well, getting our breakout and our forecheck in neutral zone and all that stuff. It's looking solid now, and like I mentioned before, the skill level is always going to be there. I mean, we have four really good lines. We have really good defense. Even on nights where if the systems aren't perfect, we still have, that skill and compete level that we can rely on.
Let's talk about Dundee, two games this weekend. First one at home on Saturday before you guys head up to Dundee for the second game on Sunday. Challenge Cup, how important is it to get off to a good start and get 4 points in the bag so early?
I think it's very important. I mean, the Challenge Cup is that's a trophy, and any trophy is something that you want to win. So for us, we're taking it very seriously. I haven't got a chance to take a look at Dundee, but they had a dangerous team last year, and I'm sure they improved on it this year, just like every other team in the league that everyone improved over the summer. So, they're going to be tough games. They're going to be a battle. There's the Scotland rivalry there as well. They're going to want to come out and beat us, but I think the guys are mentally prepared and physically prepared now.
Dundee are a team that do compete on any given night, but the fact they didn't reach the playoffs last year, that's got to be a fire that's burning within them that they want to get into this year.
Yeah, I mean, they were still a very dangerous team last year, and when they lost games, they really were in the vast majority of the games that they lost. And on any given night, they could have beat anyone. And like I said, they definitely improved over the summer, just like everyone else did in this league. So, they're going to be hungry, especially with a season where they didn't make playoffs last year, that always adds that fire in your belly to come out and work even harder. So, you know, I'm expecting them to be very good this weekend.
Now, as I speak to you, it's a night after the jersey launch night when basically 600 odd people packed out Brayhead Shopping Centre to say hello to all of you guys. What did you make of that and seeing that the Purple Army like that?
Oh, I mean, that's just another taste of how outstanding the fan base is here. I mean, I didn't even really ask around what to expect going into the friendlies, and then to have that many fans at the games was amazing. And then last night at that the jersey unveiling, I didn't know what to expect. I came down out of the elevator, and I knew I had to do an interview. And once I saw how many people were there, it was a little bit daunting. But oh, it was great. I mean, it means a lot, especially to all the guys on the team, to know how many people you have standing behind you.
Clan netminder Patrick Killeen joining us on Clan Chat. Well, it's been a week of announcements, and with that, we want to congratulate Rasmus Bjerrum and his partner Charlotte on the birth of their baby girl. Can't wait to see them around the arena. Fantastic news, and congratulations to them. Earlier this week, at the jersey launch held at Brayhead Shopping Centre, the club announced who the captain and the alternates would be. Matt Hayward will be the new captain, while Craig Peacock, Scott Tansky and Chad Rowe were given the A's for their respective jerseys, the result of a vote among the player and coaches. We'll hear from Captain Matt in just a second, but the good people at Clan Towers wish to extend their thanks to the 600-plus people who came along. Really was a great turnout. Anyway, back to business, and it was time for Captain Matt to address his Purple Army, and I asked him to start if he could believe the shy teenager from 9 years ago was now the captain of the club.
Yeah, it is actually. I never thought I would be in the position I am, but it's obviously a bit of an honour, a lot of an honour, and it's nice to be in that position and show how far not only I've come, but the team's come as well.
Talk about how far you've come there, because, you know, 9 years is a long time. So how do you feel your leadership has developed in that time?
Well, yeah, obviously I came as a fresh-faced teenager, and now I've got a wife and a two-year-old. And so personally, I've found a home here, and I'm more than happy with that. And I think my game's improved. I've got a lot wiser, and I don't just run around like a bit of a headless chicken now. I'm a bit slightly smarter. Still run around a bit, but not as much.
Now, I understand it was a players and coaches vote. So how did you feel when it was announced that you were the guy? You were the guy to get it. What was your reaction?
Yeah, overwhelming pride. Really, I think that the fact that other guys voted for me was massive, especially for me, because it doesn't feel like I've just been given it because it is my 10th year. It's not just because it's my testimony. I feel like they should give it me. I think it feels more earned this year that everybody has voted for me in it. It fills me with a lot more confidence. So yeah, I'm proud to say that it went well. Yeah.
So were you allowed to vote for yourself, or did you choose someone else?
I voted for myself about 4 or 5 times, I think. No, of course not.
I mean, coming across various sportsmen in different sports, and when they're awarded, you know, honours and things like that, and in your case, obviously, the captaincy, does it mean more, the fact that it's come from the guys you're sharing a room with, the fact that these guys see you as the leader?
Yeah, of course. It's always nice, especially, it's an honour no matter how you give it, but I think that it's an extra honour that it wasn't just given to you. Like, it kind of feels a little bit more earned. Shows the guys that do have respect for you, and especially with the room we have. We have a room full of leaders, as everybody keeps saying, but it's true. We've got a lot of experience in that room, a lot of experience from North America, but a lot of experience of this league. So, it's nice to be voted as the voice of the team. But, yeah, it's not just going to be me leading that team. We've got, like we say, we've got 20 of them in there. So hopefully we can all pull in the right direction and do something pretty special.
So now that you are the captain, are you going to be one of these guys that's quite vocal in how you speak to the other guys? Are you going to be a bit more level-headed? What kind of captain are you going to be?
I think it's pretty important to be my own captain. I know last year we had obviously Fitzy, who is everybody knows, is pretty vocal, and I'm going to be pretty level-headed. I think everyone knows I'm a pretty level-headed guy, with the odd exception, but I think that it's important to be my own way, and I think I'm a lot more, I'm a bit louder than people would think I am in that room. I think that is something that might surprise a few people, but obviously I'll say it when it needs to be said, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully I don't have to say much and it's all going well.
And you talk about being more vocal. Is that something that's come maybe in the last few years as you've got a bit older? You know the team inside out, obviously. Is that just something that's come with age?
Yeah, obviously when I first came I was a quiet guy and didn't want to step on anyone's toes, didn't want to make all the older guys mad at me and things, did my jobs and everything. But yeah, I think it's of course with age. I think the whole being settled a bit now and being a dad, I don't really get embarrassed too much anymore, so got a bit of confidence in myself and also in my, I know my role in the team, I know everything about the club, so yeah, a bit of confidence and comfortability around my surroundings.
And of course, now you're the captain, you're the man that's got to go for the ceremonial puck drops and things like that. It means you're no longer hitting Scott Pitt with your stick in the build-up to the game anymore. That's a bit of a change in routine.
Yeah, I'll just have to hit him before I come up. I might have to do my hair a few games now so I get a few good pictures instead of all the bad ones I normally get.
When you think back to all the captains you have played under in your time at the Clan, who stuck out for you? Whose characters have maybe left an impression on you? You mentioned Fitzy, I think it's maybe fair to say on that one. What about some of the other guys?
Yeah, well, you'd say Fitzy's up for obvious reasons. He's a big character, he's loud. I think the one that stands out the most, probably the longest serving one, is Keitha.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was a big presence. He was this big marquee signing, and I felt that everybody could relate to Keitha no matter where they were from. He was always there for everybody, which is kind of what I want to base a lot of my captaincy on, how Keith did it. He wasn't the most vocal guy, but when he did say something, everybody listened, and he was always there to bridge the gap between the coaches and the players, and if anyone had a problem, they would go through Keitha first, and that's what I want. I also think Ash Goldie was a big one. I think he was captain for 2 years, if I'm correct. Again, Ash probably quieter than me, but he led by example and just, again, just one of those guys that everybody can talk to, and there's no issues, whether it's the coaches or it's me as a 19-year-old, and had no issues going and talking to those three guys and telling my problems, and they've been through it all, they've done it all, and hopefully I can give as good advice as they did to me.
Now we're heading into the weekend. We take on Dundee Stars over the two games this weekend. Start of a brand new season, start of a new campaign, new hope as well. How much are you looking forward to really getting your teeth into the season ahead?
Yeah, it's good. I think it was good last weekend to get those two games out of the way. They're always the hardest two games of the season because people enjoy the summers and you can play as much hockey as you want, but it's not competitive hockey, and your legs, you can never prepare yourself for how much your legs are going to, you burn and your lungs are aching, but you feel better for it after. I think a lot of the guys this week have really kicked on and we're looking even a lot stronger than we did last week. So yeah, it's going to be good to not only see how Dundee are, because I'm sure they'll be a good team again. I know Omar's a good recruiter, and he gets a good style team that's really hard to beat and very opportunistic. So, and it's also good to see where we are, and it'd be nice to put a little marker down and show the league what we are capable of.
That was your captain speaking, Matt Haywood, and a popular choice among the fans. That's about it for this edition of Clan Chat, and a big thanks to you for listening. But before we go, we have the small matter of the Clan Conundrum to solve for you, so let me put you out of your misery. I asked a question at the start of the show, and I wanted to know, Clan played Dundee Stars in the opening weekend last season, losing the game 2-1. Scott Pitt scored Clan's only goal of the game, but I wanted to know who was credited with the assist. I can tell you the answer was Joel Rumpel, the netminder. I bet you weren't expecting that. Another conundrum coming next time. But that definitely is it for this edition of Clan Chat, and I extend my thanks to Freiburg's Cam Spiro, his coach Pete Russell, for which it was nice to hear from again, Scott Tansky, Patrick Colleen, and the skipper Matt Haywood. As always, a huge thanks to you for listening and downloading, and you can subscribe via iTunes or Spotify for future episodes. Finally, thanks to producer Stuart Priest for making us all sound good, and that will do us for this edition of Clan Chat. I'm Craig Anderson, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.